the people who dedicated themselves to worship, they would often do so in a very small space that was dimly lit. And if you've ever visited the khalwa places of many of the salihin, you can find places where great ulama and great salihin would engage in ibadah. They're usually very tight and they're not distracted by anything of the world. It's very simple. You know, we hear of the salihin who would dig their own grave and read, do khatams of Quran in their graves. Why? Because it helps you have presence of heart. I'm not distracted by anything in the world in a place like this or in a moment like this. So because that place helped actually collect all of their focus and remain focused and determined to only be present in the prayer. Even when they would attend the prayer in the masjid, they would still keep their sight in the place of their sujood. Even those who had a certain level of steadfastness in their ibadah, even then, they would be careful.